Good morning. It's approximately 10:05 a.m. on February the 11th of 2011. I am Anthony Camacho. I'm a hearing officer for the Office of Public Accountability. We are in Suite 907 of the 9th floor of the DNA building in Agana, Guam. And I'm calling the case of and the appeal of JMI Edison. That's OPA-PA-11-001. Will the members of the Office of Public Accountability present for this hearing today please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Morris Brooks, Public Auditor.
Ann Camacho, Analyst.
Mira Paz Perez, Auditor.
Thank you. Will the counsel for the appellant please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
I'm Joshua Walsh from the Tecker Law Firm. JMI Edison is not here at the table. The Tecker Firm, just for clarity, the record substituted into this matter for the Cabot Firm from the agency comment.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Will the counsel representing the purchasing agency please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
My name is Benjamin Abrams from the Attorney General's Office. We represent General Services Administration, GSA. I'm here alone this morning for this hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Abrams. Will counsel for interested party MedFarm please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Montero. Jeff Cook from Cunliffe and Cook, representing MedFarm. And present with me are Mr. Arturo Adriano, sitting next to me, and also Ronald Escano. Escano is present.
If Mr. Escano desires to sit at your table, I will allow him to move his chair there, should you so desire.
You want to sit? Thank you.
Okay, we're here for a status hearing, and that's just to clarify a couple of issues. First and foremost, I believe that the time period for the formal pleadings pursuant to the rules of appellate procedure has expired, and all the pleadings have been filed. Is that the party's understanding as well?
It is.
And we would concur.
That's correct.
Okay. One ancillary issue to that, Mr. Abrams, is I believe you were requested by the OPA to resubmit your agency report. Is that correct?
I received that request and forwarded it to the agency, and I don't know if they have done it or not, to be honest with you.
Okay. I believe right now that we don't have any resubmittal whatsoever.
Well, it's the phrase comes to mind, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. You know, I immediately after I got the message that the agency report needed to be reorganized, I sent it to two of the people at GSA and told them it was imperative that this be done. I can produce a copy of my email which forwarded that message, but beyond that, I really don't know what else to do for the moment.
Okay. Would you be requesting any additional time to comply with that request for resubmittal?
Well, if that's an option, sure. I would think that it could be done within the next, today's Friday. Would you agree to let us have until next Wednesday?
I will give you until,
I apologize, I'm trying to pull up my calendar here.
I will give GSA until next week, Wednesday at 5, that's February the 16th.
Thank you, Mr. Conacher. I'll see that it's done. If I have to go over there and watch him do it, I'll do that.
Okay. And I will give the parties, in light of the resubmittal, until February the 23rd to make any amendments to their comments on the agency report. And Mr. Abrams, I will give GSA until February the 28th to make any rebuttal to the comments on the amended agency report.
Thank you, Mr. Montero.
Of course, all those filing deadlines are 5 o'clock here, you know, close of business for the OPA that day. Another issue that we had, I believe that the and the other big issue in this case that we need to take up next is Mr. Walsh, did your client request a hearing in this matter?
We did.
Okay, I do not see a formal request for hearing in the appeal. I note that the predecessor counsel submitted a notice of hearing as Appendix C with their notice of appeal, but that is not the same as a request for a hearing pursuant to the rules of appellate procedure.
Yes, if I could just briefly respond, Mr. Macho. Just yes, the record that you have before, as I understand it, on the 26th of January, we submitted a formal hearing request prior to the deadline.
We received a copy.
Okay.
All right. So then, are you still going to? Now you have the option, okay, of submitting a waiver of your, okay, well, before I proceed, did any other parties request a hearing?
We didn't.
We didn't submit it.
Okay.
Once we saw the GMI.
Okay, no, that's fine. And now you have the option of waiving your request for a hearing and having the matter decided based on the pleadings, which have been submitted, or will be submitted by the 28th. Do you wish to persist in your hearing request?
If I can make a request, I'd like to be able, if possible, to reserve that decision until after seeing the reorganized amended agency report, if that would be possible. So if I could reserve on making a decision about that waiver from today to possibly maybe the 16th or the morning of the 17th, if that is possible.
Well, in light of your January the 26th, 2011 request for hearing, I will be scheduling a pre-hearing conference probably look at my calendar here in about 10 days. It would be the first week of March, and would the parties be available on the 1st of March?
Yes, sir.
What time?
Approximately 9 or 10.
I have a status hearing at 10 o'clock in Superior Court.
9?
9 would be fine.
Okay.
March 1st.
So tentatively, I will schedule it for March 1st at 11, and that'll be the pre-hearing conference.
At 11 or 9?
Oh, excuse me.
9.
9, I apologize.
Can I, since Mr. Walsh was asking for some additional time, I'm noting that you gave the AG until February 28th to file a rebuttal. Might I suggest it might be better to have a little later in the week to give them an opportunity to review that rebuttal and decide if they feel that hearing is necessary or not?
Okay. I will then file. Okay, let's see here. Just look here.
Just a second.
Let's see. How about Thursday, the 3rd of March? Mr. Walsh, would I give you enough time? Okay.
This is still the pre-hearing.
Pre-hearing conference.
Same time, 9 a.m.?
9 a.m. Informal notice will be issued after this hearing. Do the parties also wish a motion scheduling calendar? I usually do that at the pre-hearing conference. So.
That's good. For us, we don't anticipate filing any pre-hearing motions.
We kind of doubt it too, but I do find it waiting until the pre-hearing conference.
Okay, so I'll wait on the pre-hearing conference for a motion scheduling. And as I stated, if the appellant submits a waiver of their request for a hearing between now and the pre-hearing conference, we will submit an order vacating the pre-hearing conference and decide the matter solely upon the filings of the parties. Okay. Are there any other issues I need to take up at this time?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
None that I'm
aware. All right. So I will issue a formal filing scheduling order, as we've stated here, for the amended agency report and comments thereto and rebuttals thereto. And I will submit formal notice for the March 3rd, 2011 pre-hearing conference. It's now 10:19 a.m. and we're going off the record. This hearing is now closed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.